Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, July 28th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, the announcement of an Apple Buy Now, Pay Later feature, which came at WWDC, is already drawing attention from the United States Consumer Finance Regulator, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Apple Pay Later will launch as part of iOS 16 and let Apple Pay users in the U.S. make four equal payments over 6 weeks at no extra cost for all Apple Pay purchases. But the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau chief said that this raises a host of issues, with one of them, of course, being antitrust. The regulator warned that Apple's entry into the Buy Now, Pay Later lending business risks undermining competition in the sector and raises questions about the use of consumer data. The agency is planning to, quote, take a very careful look at the implications of big tech entering this space, end quote. One of the issues is whether it may actually reduce competition and innovation in the market, and how customer data is paired with this spending data. For Apple, the concern is Apple already has quite a bit of customer data in the form of Apple Pay usage, and it could theoretically use that data to give itself an unfair advantage over competing services like Afterpay, Affirm, and PayPal. There's also a concern that these sorts of buy now, pay later offerings increase consumer debts, as these sorts of financing agreements are often not factored into a consumer's total indebtedness due to the short-term nature. Regardless, Apple Pay Later is set to launch this fall as part of iOS 16, and we aren't expecting any sort of resolve for this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau prior to that launch. In other news today, Apple is pushing ahead with its efforts to expand the team working on Apple Car. A new report from Bloomberg indicates that Apple has hired Luigi Tarabarelli, a 20-year veteran of the Italian car company Lamborghini. During his time at Lamborghini, Tarabarelli worked primarily in the company's research and development division. Most recently, he was the head of chassis and vehicle dynamics for the company, and he's also worked in things like marketing, vehicle development and validation, and more. He joined the company in October of 2001 and departed in May of 2022 to join Apple. Tarabarelli will become one of the most senior managers on the Apple Car team, according to Bloomberg. He'll focus on leading the design of Apple Car. This comes after a recent report indicated that Johnny Ive was involved in the Apple Car design. But of course, since then, we've learned that Apple did not renew the consulting contract between it and Lovefrom, so Johnny is therefore no longer working on Apple Car. The Apple Car project has varied in scope over the years, with Apple repeatedly shifting strategies, but the current goal remains to ship an electric vehicle with full self-driving capabilities as soon as later this decade. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure and gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. For IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove your compliance to auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first with Collide. Visit collide.com/9to5MacDaily to find out how. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5MacDaily. If you follow that link, Collide will also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt and Collide stickers, just for signing up for a new trial. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. rounding out today, iOS 16 Beta 4 is here, and it includes a few notable updates to things in the Messages application, CarPlay, the lock screen, and more. The biggest change is to the Messages app. iOS 16 introduces the ability to edit and unsend iMessages for the first time, but with certain limitations. iOS 16 Beta 4 tightens those limitations even further. These changes likely come in response to concerns over the ability to edit and unsend messages in cases of things like domestic abuse and sexual harassment. So with iOS 16 Beta 4, you can now only edit a message 5 different times. There was no limit prior to this update, but once you've hit the limit of 5 edits now, the edit option will disappear from the menu altogether. Furthermore, each of the edits you make are now logged and visible to both the sender and the receiver of the iMessage, so the person you're messaging will be able to see all of the edits you've made. Furthermore, iOS 16 Beta 4 also reduces the amount of time you have to unsend an iMessage. Originally, you had 15 minutes to unsend a message, but with this week's update, that time frame has been significantly reduced to 2 minutes. You do still have 15 minutes to edit a message. Other changes in iOS 16 Beta 4 include new wallpaper options for CarPlay and the Home app, and you can actually download those for any device at our link in the show notes below. iOS 16 Beta 4 also adds support for letting developers test the new Live Activities feature, which will add live notifications to the lock screen for things like Uber rides, orders and pickups, food delivery, and more. Live Activities are not expected to be available to users with the initial launch of iOS 16, but instead they're expected to come in a point update later this year. So the addition of the Live Activities API this week is meant for developers to test the feature and see how they can implement it in their own apps. There are also some updates to iOS's integration with Continuity Camera in macOS Ventura, as well as tweaks to the music application and now playing screen. There's a new interface when adjusting the design of your home screen, and you can now customize the amount of time in the mail application that you have to undo a send. You can find all of the details and screenshots of iOS 16 Beta 4 at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.